Without regular maintenance, your car won't operate at peak performance or maximum efficiency. At Lube & Go, we're a locally owned, full-service preventative maintenance and repair center. And, along with our signature lube and oil service, we also provide the highest quality bumper-to-bumper service on everything from brakes to your air conditioning system. And all repairs are managed by our ASC-certified technicians using the latest diagnostic equipment. For the best value and most professional service, trust Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Martin Weiss.
At the World Cup, Group K, Colombia beat Uzbekistan 3-1. Also in Group K, Portugal and DR, Congo to a 1-1 draw in that opener in Houston. Group L, England with the 4-2 win over Croatia, Harry Kane with two goals. And also Ghana scored the 95th minute to beat Panama 1-0. In the NBA, Trae Young plans to decline his player option for the upcoming season and become a free agent. Washington remains a front runner after trading for him at the deadline last year. James Dolan confirmed the Knicks have accepted an invitation to the White House to celebrate their championship, also saying they will not go into the second apron next year. Caitlin Clark's officially announced her signature shoe, launching with Nike. In Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 9-4. Shohei Ohtani gave up four earned runs, but the Dodgers get the win as they beat the Rays 5-4. Robbie Ray, 8 strikeouts. Giants over the Braves 7-2.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you in meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, June 18th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles Police Department reminds community of e-bike regulations. County Board of Supervisors passed policy restricting immigration enforcement on non-public property. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. As electric bicycles become more popular, the Paso Robles Police Department has released a statement reminding residents of policies surrounding these vehicles and their types of classification. California law recognizes three classes of electric bicycles, each with specific operating requirements. Class 1 provides pedal assistance only up to 20 miles per hour. Class 2 operates via pedal assist or throttle up to 20 miles per hour. And Class 3 provides assistance only when the rider is pedaling up to 28 miles per hour. E-motorcycles, by contrast, are designed for off-road use and are prohibited on public streets, sidewalks, bicycle paths, and trails. E-motorcycles are not classified as bicycles under California law. The Pastorables Concerts in the Park series will continue tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. in the downtown City Park. Tonight's entertainment will be the Molly Ringwald Project, playing 80s rock and pop music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the downtown City Park. County Board of Supervisors approve a policy restricting immigration enforcement. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The County Board of Supervisors voted to approve a resolution on Tuesday that would restrict the use of county-owned or county-controlled property for federal immigration enforcement activities. The law prohibits federal agencies from commandeering county property and from accessing non-public spaces for immigration enforcement, such as a parking lot, without a judicial warrant. Supervisors John Pichong and Heather Moreno spoke against the policy, with Moreno referring to it as symbolic.
And not only is the sheriff in compliance with SB 54, but what this states we are already doing. So it is symbolic, and I understand some people like the symbolic nature of something. For me, this was time that staff did not have to put into something to simply affirm what we're already doing and will continue to do. So I will not be supporting this item.
Supervisors Bruce Gibson, Don Ortiz-Legg, and Jimmy Paulding voted to approve the resolution. Gibson had this to say.
This is a matter of doing everything this county can to restrict ICE from commandeering our property and otherwise bringing their unconstitutional reign of cruelty into our county. It is still appalling in its disregard for constitutional safeguards, and I do believe with this resolution, the County of San Luis Obispo has done everything it can to not only voice but implement its resistance.
PG&D is warning customers about an emerging barcode scam throughout the Central Coast. Scammers will call PG&D customers with a demand for immediate payment to avoid disconnection. Scammers will then either send a barcode or a QR code via text or email. The customers are instructed to take the code to a store or business to present to a cashier to make a payment. Victims of the scam have lost an average of $669 so far this year, with nearly 150 incidents reported across the Central Coast. There are only 3 confirmed incidents in San Luis Obispo County, according to PG&D. Lead scam investigator for PG&D, Matt Foley, said, quote, "Scammers are constantly evolving their tactics to defraud customers. What hasn't changed is that they are still demanding immediate payment of your bill to avoid disconnection. Customers can protect themselves and avoid scams by recognizing the common signs of a scam and contact PG&D directly if they are unsure about the status of their account." The City of Paso Robles has launched a bidding process seeking consultant services to complete the city's spaceport license application. The FAA Launch Site Operator License requires extensive technical, operational, safety, and environmental review. The consultant will be responsible for completing all the remaining elements of the licensing process. Proposals are due August 3rd. The candidate filing period for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Governing Board will be opening starting July 13th and close August 7th. There are 3 seats that will appear on the November 3rd general election ballot, areas 1, 2, and 4. These seats are currently occupied by Jim Cogan, Joel Peterson, and Sandra Williams. Candidates must reside within the area of the seat being sought after a full year term. Interested candidates can determine their trustee area by looking at the area maps on the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District website. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Pirates beat the Athletics 12-4, the Giants over the Braves 7-2 and 7-5, the Diamondbacks over the Angels 8-1, Dodgers beat the Rays 5-4, the Padres over the Cardinals 6-1, The Yankees beat the White Sox 10-5. Tonight, the Angels will face the Athletics, the Giants will go against the Braves, and the Yankees will face the White Sox. In California news, a fire broke out at a nearly 500,000-square-foot cold storage facility in Boyle Heights yesterday afternoon. The Lineage Warehouse fire was first reported at about 2:35 p.m., and shelter-in-place orders were given to residents as a heavy plume of smoke erupted from the warehouse. The warehouse stores frozen foods. L.A. fire officials said the fire had reached an ammonia line. Crews managed to knock down the fire by 6 p.m., and the cause is currently unknown. A proposed tax on billionaires has officially qualified for the state November ballot, announced by the Secretary of State on Wednesday. The one-time 5% levy on billionaires will now head to a public vote in November, unless its proponents pull it from the ballot before a late June deadline as part of a deal with lawmakers and Governor Gavin Newsom. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hammerich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. As agriculture becomes increasingly data-driven, producers are relying on more tech platforms to manage their operations. The challenge lies in making sure these tools can work together rather than forcing producers to toggle in between many different apps on their phone. Terrell Miller, founder of CattleMax, says he believes the future of ag commerce will be built around collaboration between tech providers, not competition.
10 years from now, we'll see just the volumes of data that producers have. And there will not be a single company that does it all. And so, yeah, our philosophy and our belief of where things are going is that there will be a lot of companies that specialize, whether it's genomic testing, you know, water monitoring, you know, herd health, vaccinations, carcass, marketing. And so, you know, the producers will be looking for ways of having their preferred partners being able to integrate with their herd management system. So they're going to have a lot more data, and it's going to be much more important that the industry plays well together. The walled gardens, I think, will really not have the strength that they even have nowadays.
Miller also points to the rise of genomic testing as a key development he expects will advance the industry in the future.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect, affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A coalition of agriculture advocates that successfully pushed for stronger enforcement against abandoned orchards and vineyards last year is now frustrated that the law they championed, Assembly Bill 732, has yet to be enforced. The bill, by Assemblymember Alexander Macedo, allows county agricultural commissioners to assess fines of up to $1,000 per acre for properties deemed a public nuisance. Agricultural commissioners say the bill gives them a tool with which to warn landowners whose neglected properties harbor pests and diseases that can affect neighboring farms. But so far, the legislation has made little impact on mismanaged orchards, said Roger Isom, president and CEO of the Western Tree Nut Association. We thought it would make things happen, but unfortunately, it hasn't moved the needle at all, Isom said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Some clouds this morning, then mostly sunny skies. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday, mid-70s Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, mid-80s on Monday and Tuesday, upper 80s Wednesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Optimism has returned to Wall Street. Stocks are higher as crude oil futures moderate. Brent crude at $77, West Texas Intermediate down to $73, now that the U.S. and Iran have an interim agreement to wind down the conflict. There's another encouraging report on the job market. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 226,000 last week, down 4,000 from the previous week, though continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose to 1.8 million. That report from the week of June 6th. Kroger shares are down 7%, even though the supermarket giant is reporting higher sales and earnings in the recent quarter, especially for online shopping. Wall Street was anticipating even more upbeat numbers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's Will Kane Country.
If she truly believed that he was having a stroke, she would have sought medical attention.
Immediately.
She would have taken him to the hospital. He's got his own medical team, to your point. This is a lie. It's a flat-out lie. Every bit of it is a lie. She didn't have that legitimate concern for her husband because she had seen this before.
Get the podcast 5 days a week at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rims. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Red Scooter Deli with two locations on 6th Street and, of course, across from the, right next to the pet department. And the downtown Red Scooter Deli next to the park is now open 8 till 7 on Thursdays, so you can plan your dinner for Music in the Park, which starts tonight. And remember, use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. You can order online at redscooterdeli.com or call ahead 805-237-1794.
Enhance your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Treat yourself to the Bright Skin Facial, a rejuvenating experience designed to leave your skin refreshed, radiant, and summer ready. Throughout the month of June, enjoy a complimentary hand sugar polish treatment with your facial service. Unwind in the luxurious serenity of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness and relaxation come together. Reserve your spa escape today. Call Spa Allegretto 805-369-2524. Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, inner-city gangs have the reputation of taking out revenge on anyone who injures or kills a fellow gang member. This isn't something new. In the Old West, kill a gang member even while he's committing a crime, and the rest of the gang is just liable to come after you. Crane, also known as Slim Jim, was a cowboy who settled in Tombstone about the time the Earps were around and became a member of the Clanton Cowboy faction. Although he wasn't involved in the OK Corral shootout, he was involved in the Benson Stagecoach robbery, one of the catalysts leading up to it. Harry the Kid Head and Bill Leonard, a couple of other members of Slim Jim's gang who helped rob the Benson Stagecoach, had gone up to Eureka, New Mexico and attempted to rob a general store there. In the process, they were shot and killed by the store owners, Bill and Ike Hazlett. In the spirit of kill ours, we kill you, Slim Jim organized a group of hard cases with the objective of killing the Hazlett brothers. On June 22, 1881, the gang caught up with the Hazlitts. Quite a shootout took place. As they did at their store, the Hazlitts defended themselves quite well. Two of Slim Jim's group were killed and three were wounded before the gang was able to overwhelm the Hazlitts and kill them. With the word out that he was one of the Benson Stagecoach robbers and the New Mexico authorities after him for killing the Hazlitts, Slim Jim hooked up with some of the Clantons to head for Mexico. Unfortunately, on the way down there while asleep, Slim Jim's group was attacked by some Mexicans seeking revenge for their gang members being killed. And Slim Jim was shot dead 2 months before the OK Corral shootout.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. As electric bicycles become more popular, the Paso Robles Police Department has released a statement reminding residents of policies around these vehicles and their types of classification. E-bikes are classified into three different classes based on their pedal and throttle assist features. Electric motorcycles are not classified as bicycles and are not permitted on public roads. PG&E is warning customers about an emerging barcode scam throughout the Central Coast. Scammers will send a barcode or QR code via text or email and instruct customers to take the code to a store or business to make a payment. PG&E reminds customers to avoid scams by recognizing its common signs and contact PG&E directly if they are unsure about the status of their account. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump returning to the White House following his trip to the G7, where he signed a deal to usher in peace with Iran. But there are plenty of critics. Fox's Mark Meredith has the presidential pushback on Truth Social.
These fools who think I haven't been tough enough on Iran when the stock market just hit a record high and oil prices are tumbling down are either jealous, bad people, or stupid. Make America great again. Now, the deal means an immediate end to the war, an end to the U.S. naval blockade.
The deal also eases sanctions and opens the Strait of Hormuz, the first ever ticker tape parade for the New York Knicks, who are the NBA champs.
It is a sea of blue and orange down here. Millions expected to line the streets of the Canyon of Heroes all the way up to City Hall, where there will be a ceremony at noon.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, America.
This summer, the party is on at Tachi Palace Casino Resort. Catch the summer concert series live in the Tachi Palace outdoor event area. June 20th, Kings of the West, featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. July 2nd, country sensation Warren Zeiders. July 9th, legendary R&B group Boyz II Men. July 25th, island reggae vibes with Kohole Kai. August 15th, the world-famous Gypsy Kings. And September 18th, comedy with Bert Kreischer. Tickets on sale now at TachiPalace.com. Don't miss the biggest summer concerts in Central California.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000. Sign up now for Tips from the Master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and lots more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the Masters, Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. Find out more info at GaryWhiting.com.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. All right. Sunshine will be here. Highs in the low 70s. Some clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. And we'll be in the low 70s again on your Friday. Saturday, more likely into the mid 70s. Low 80s for Father's Day Sunday. Mid 80s Monday, Tuesday. Next Wednesday and Thursday, upper 80s. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:22 p.m., we are at 59. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. All right, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen has Eric in the driver's seat this morning, or this afternoon, and he's got a loaded show. First up will be Dan Dow, he'll be calling in to update on the budget situation and so forth, and then the Cattlemen's Association will be talking about what they do in the upcoming big dinner at the fair. And then Chief Jonathan Stornetta from Paso Robles will be in as well. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM, as we're ready for Freedom of Speech, which is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us.
Catch the morning exchange, and you're sitting on top of the world. KPRL.
All right, there you go. Simple and to the point. Let's see here. On the text, we should be able to vote for the entire school board. Their decisions affect the entire district. As to Gibson's remarks, the Constitution does not allow unrestricted immigration. These are rules, but has anyone ever noticed our government let problems go until they are impossible to handle? And that is by design. Even though they may say, again, one of my favorite words, good intentions. Good intentions. So just a couple of things to throw out this morning. Thanks for the text. Thanks for the email. Oh, also on the unused single stamps, $1 to $2.60 or $45 to $55 for a mint condition. Okay, I don't know if this has to do with the Grace Kelly postage stamps or the Charles Lindbergh stamp, but thanks for that. Anyway, I don't have stamps or anything like that, so I'm not to worry. Not to worry. All right, let's see what else we have out there. Free speech. The government retaliation against free speech, and this is going around the world. 33 surveyed countries, including the United States. It seems that public support for free expression is eroding. How about that? Nearly half of Americans view freedom of speech as being under major threat. The debates rage over government and private platforms and the policing of universities and political protests. Well, the university situation, we know that many universities around the country have tried to, and in some cases, shut down political speeches of people on the right, where the other side seems that does not happen as often, or if it does happen at all. Now, governments across the globe use national security concerns regarding free speech. Isn't that interesting? Everything's in the name of safety, the child, or something else, so therefore we're going to go ahead and do this. So as the United States, we've talked before about the broadcast end and the online, and we also know that in some instances, your speech is to be shut down. If you think about this situation with Major League Baseball, on the players are supposedly forced to wear a hat. It's not the teen hat, but it's supporting the, it's Pride Month, I think. Pride Night. So, I think they wore the hat, but they put some scriptures on the hat. Well, that's not allowed. Well, okay. If they put another, if it was vice versa, would that be allowed? I don't know. And I saw a headline. It said that the players were anti-gay, which when you look at the headline, that makes it seem a little violent or something. But they said they're not. It's just they have religious beliefs. But the point is, the point that's being pointed out is that simply because they don't agree with the group, organization, whatever you want to call it, doesn't mean it's hate, but people on certain sides, they want it silenced. They don't want them to have that right. They want you to accept everything that they want or they believe in. And this has become somewhat accepted. Now, because of social media, people are being pressured or coerced into complying or else. And as we know, in some cases, depending on that, you could lose your job over that, on things that you may say on social media. Of course, not in the Paso Robles School District. That doesn't count because it's their personal time. Which, by the way, now that I'm mentioning the Paso Robles School District, if you remember, Chris, and I know you're going to hate that I do this and bringing this up, but the yearbook issue.
We were so close.
I know, but it just popped into my head, kind of like that goofy thing the other day when I was hitting the baseballs, is we were told that this situation was under review. I'm just going to guess here. Now, this is a real wild guess that we have heard nothing about what was under review, right? We haven't gotten any news releases.
We haven't gotten anything yet, no.
Imagine that. I tell you, folks, it just never ends. It just never ends. All right, so anyway, free speech, we take it for granted like a lot of things. So you don't want media, you don't want the press, you don't want freedom of speech. And the government has done this before. Again, I like to point out history, and one of my favorite presidents to point out the hypocrisy is Abraham Lincoln, because he not only put pressure on the media, the press, but he had a couple of newspaper publishers or owners, whatever, in New England who were against what he was doing. He had them imprisoned. That is dangerous. Extremely dangerous for any government to do that, although it happens in many governments. All right, Chris, I'm going to come to you and rely on you, rely on your expertise for this.
Is this a technology question?
Well, it may be. What is an influencer?
Somebody that mostly makes their career doing things online is the best way I can put it. A social media influencer.
But to be more specific, how do they do that?
They make content that gets a lot of views, and because a lot of views comes with a lot of eyes, that means that whatever they say or do is seen as, I don't want to say right, but, think about it for a second. If you get a lot of people seeing what you're doing and a lot of them like it, you have a lot of influence, right?
Correct.
You are an influencer.
Okay. The reason why I ask is I got an email yesterday from an organization, and the person, you know, at the end, they, you know, have their name, and it said HR, which is human resources, right? And then / influencer. And I have to tell you, I immediately made up my mind, because I go, to me, this is gobbledygook. I don't know what any of this means anymore. Now, maybe over the course of time, again, as generations, they assign new, shall we say, titles, because America in the last 20 years, people like to have titles. We can't call a salesperson a salesperson anymore. They have to be a sales rep, you know, or something. The name has to sound fancier because it looks good and sounds good and so forth, and it satisfies everybody's mental contentment and so forth. But so is you could say a lot of people are then influencers, right? I mean, could a teacher be considered an influencer?
Well, an influencer is...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, it mostly has to do with people who have made their fame through online social media.
Okay, so it is social media.
Correct.
Okay. So that would be those who build their celebrity on Instagram, TikTok, or whatever.
Yes, you got it.
Okay. I get it, but I don't get it. You know what I mean? No, I got it, but I don't get it.
Understood.
Yes. Hi, good morning. How would you like to influence us?
In many ways, but we'll stick to this one. Influencers also have an opportunity to make extraordinary money because the messages that they put out sometimes, most always, connect to other links that they are recommending or promoting or whatever. And every time someone clicks on one of those links, they make money. So that's one of the reasons that a lot of people strive to be what you call an influencer.
Okay. So to be an influencer, you have to have no qualifications.
Oh, zero.
Okay.
Absolutely zero. You just have to have the ability to put out good content that people are interested in, find the companies that will pay you to link them to the customer. And as I said, and every time someone goes on your board, if you will, and clicks on a link that connects to that company, and that company pays you money. And I honestly have no idea what the money aspect of it is. I don't know if you get 25 cents, you know, for every time somebody clicks on it, or $25. I don't know that portion of it. I just know that that's how it works.
Well, I can say, considering these people pull in millions of views and followers, there's no way it can be just more than a few cents. Another thing that they do, though, is they do partnerships where if you click on a link, you don't necessarily get the money for them clicking on it. They'll receive a portion of proceeds of somebody who actually buys something from that link.
Yes, that's exactly right. And thank you for that. I had forgotten that aspect of it. But, you know, influencers don't go on social media to simply influence people. They do it for the money. So
How accurate do they have to be with what their opinion or facts are?
Well, I don't think there's any oversight for that.
As much as their audience will tolerate.
Yes, there you go.
So, but they're specifically, in I'm guessing most cases, whatever the cup of, you know, the flavor of the day may be or the month, they can, no matter what side they believe in or not, they can just stir this stuff up. And knowing that people get emotional and like to get addicted to these things, that's how they can do it with no truth involved in it.
Well, that's why they're called influencers and not something else, is that because whatever it is they post out there is influencing someone, some way, somehow, and that's their gig. They want to be that person who influences other people's opinions and gets them going in a certain direction so that they can make money from it. It's really all about the money, as is everything these days. But it is all about influencing people to your post, to your website, to your reel, or whatever it may be. And when they click on it, you make money, and that's all it's about.
You know, I want to just go back to something that you said, that, you know, it's all about the money these days. And I know that's in many cases, that's just a saying, but, you know, money obviously has been an important issue. What I'm getting to is, because I think it was earlier this week or last week, we were talking about the fact that there was a time when you could buy products that lasted. And now, you know, many products, you buy them and we either have to throw them away or they're just no good after 5 or 6 years, where before they'd last 15 years or so. I'm talking about things, you know, maybe like a fridge or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So the company somehow figured out a way that, well, you know, back in the day, we're going to make a solid product, but gee, you know, this person's not going to need another one for 15 or 20 years. Is that smart? Or did they have pride in what they built?
Well, I think you have to remember, too, that, for instance, I was told by a TV repairman, and this was like 25, 30 years ago, when they still repaired televisions. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't repair TVs anymore. They're not repairable. And what this gentleman told me, and I've since, you know, found out that it's just very, very true, everything, every component that goes into a television set, it can be Panasonic, it can be RCA, it can be whatever, they all come from the same place. They're all manufactured in the same plants. They just put a different sticker on them and insert them in the case that has the brand name on them. And they're all virtually made in Mexico. We can't do that here anymore. So when you talk about appliances and things like that, I remember that, you know, General Electric and Sunbeam and places like that used to have facilities here in the United States. They don't anymore. It's all manufactured somewhere else. The parts come from somewhere else, where that didn't used to happen. When they put a refrigerator together, they put it all together in a manufacturing plant here in the United States. That doesn't happen. All of the parts come from other places, primarily China, and they get put together into this component. You know, I want to tell you, I took a picture not too long ago and sent it to someone. I have Sunbeam toaster. It's a chrome toaster that works like the day it was made, and I received it as a wedding gift in 1959. Works like a charm. It is the only thing my son has asked for when I pass away. He said, Mom, I want that toaster.
All right, well, because, you know, I've had that conversation with people because most, I'll just say kids today, they really don't want the old stuff that Mom and Dad had.
Yeah, but my son wants this toaster. It's got that one side of it that's passive. When you put the slice of bread down, it triggers the down motion. Works perfectly. And it was built in 1959. Now explain to me how we can have a product today that won't last 2 years because of the way it's manufactured. But this 1959 toaster goes on.
Well, I wonder how many things along those lines, you know, like this toaster you're talking about, do people even bother to have fixed, or do we just toss them?
They toss them. Because when you can walk into, and I have absolutely, because this was a gift, I have absolutely no idea what somebody might have paid for this toaster way back in 1959, but I'm sure it was, you know, $10 back in those days. But you look today and you walk into any, you know, whether it be Target or Walmart or whatever, you can buy a toaster for $10. But that toaster is going to fail in a very short period of time. But it's like I've always said about things that people buy today. You can't get somebody, unless you're in a bigger city with bigger department stores like Nordstrom's or Saks or Macy's or whatever, you can't get people to buy good quality things anymore. I've had people say to me, I won't pay you $25 or $30 for that leather pair of shoes because I can go to X store and buy a pair of shoes for $7.99. Well, yes, you can, but you're not buying leather, you're buying plastic. Well, they'd rather pay $7.99 for a pair of plastic shoes and throw them away and go and buy them again than to pay good money for quality that might last them a very long time. That's just how the world is today.
Well, and in some cases, if you can find somebody to repair something, the repair is almost going to cost the same as, you know what, I don't want to
buy something.
I might as well just buy a new one. Because this thing, if I'm having it repaired now, I'm just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, we used to have shoe repair stores.
Yep.
I used to go in, because I wore heels all the time, I used to go in and have new heels put on my shoes all the time because they were a good pair of leather heels. I wanted to keep them, and I would pay whatever it was to have the heels replaced. You can't do that anymore.
Nope, not anymore. All right, with that, we're out of time. Got to go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. That was good timing on this Thursday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The candidate filing period for the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Governing Board will be opening July 13th and close August 7th. As areas 1, 2, and 4 will appear on the November general election. City of Paso Robles has launched a bidding process seeking out consultant services to complete the city's spaceport license application. The FAA launch site operator license requires extensive technical, operational, safety, and environmental review. Proposals are due August 3rd. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the low 70s. It's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen, and he's got a loaded show. Dan Dow will be calling in, and then some folks from the Cattlemen's Association talking about what they do and the big dinner coming up. And then Fire Chief Jonathan Stornetta from Paso Robles will be in. So enjoy that and enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.